Yeah, so what was your crisis? I forgot. You was going to tell me.
Okay, so basically, to start it off, last night I told you it was my aunt's birthday. And so we went out
Yes.
to dinner.
Happy birthday, Auntie.
I was driving my family home for whatever reason they let me drive. And
Oh.
I kind of started speeding. So I may or may not have gotten pulled over. So let's start off with that.
Oh my gosh.
So that happened. And then today, my part two crisis, I realized that I needed to wash my hair. So I get in the shower and I put shampoo on my head like a normal person. And I didn't realize that it was body wash. That's not funny, don't laugh. So it was in my hair. And then I was like, why does it smell like fruit? Like, because like that's not my shampoo scent. I know what it smells like. Then it ends up in my eyes. And I'm like, what the heck kind of shampoo is this? So I get out of the shower and there's soap all over my head. And now my hair feels like sandpaper. So there's that. There's my crisis.
You didn't condition it?
I did, it's conditioner on it right now. That's why I had to put a bag over it. But I still don't know if like all my hair is gonna fall out. So there it is.
I highly doubt that. I'm pretty sure like body wash and like shampoo are like halfway the same thing.
No, I don't think so. The way my eyes feel,
I
my
think.
eyeballs might pop out as well. So we'll find out soon.
I mean, shampoo shouldn't go in your eye either, so I'm pretty sure it would have felt the same. But if you lose your eyeballs, I don't. What am I supposed to say? I'll
Oh,
be your eyes.
great. That's great.
I'll be your eyes from all the way over here.
I like to put on the record that Fairy yesterday was also ridiculously disrespectful towards me and to my feelings.
Wait, what? I don't remember this.
Oh, you don't recall? Come
No.
on, you gotta
It's
do
not
better.
ringing a bell.
Well,
It's
yesterday,
not.
when I told Fairy that I wasn't gonna be able
Oh,
to
God.
participate in the event known as taping the show, she got very upset.
Melness.
Very abrupt.
I got very upset.
And
Really abruptly.
she was being very mean to me. She did not tell me to have a good time. She did not tell me to enjoy myself. She basically told me, Cecily, I hate you. Get off my phone. That's what she said. That's essentially how it happened. And
Is not how it happened
yes,
whatsoever.
it is.
I believe I said, have a nice day, and you said, I thought you knew me better than that. I never have nice days.
No. Wait, I might have said that. But before that, you had the audacity to ask me to bring you a plate back from Red Lobster. And I
Yes,
kindly refused.
that'd be great.
And when I refused is
Kindly
when you blew
refuse.
up and caused a ruckus in the
Kindly
chat.
refuse. I don't remember that. No.
I think you have memory loss then, because that's exactly what happened.
Anyway, moving on. Let's get started with the show. Hi, everyone, and welcome to K-Pop K-Street. K-Pop K-Street is a podcast where we talk about what's popular and what's going on in the K-Pop stratosphere. I'm Fairy.
And I'm C.
And it's gonna be just us today again. So what are we gonna do today?
I mean, you're the host, so I don't know. Decide.
Are you not also a
I'm a
host,
co-host,
ma'am?
so my job is not as important.
Should we do a game? Unfortunately, we're the two co-hosts that are not thoroughly prepared, so I don't think we have a game today.
Oh wait, I do have an emoji.
Oh, do you?
I do.
Ooh. Okay, so I guess we're playing the emoji game today. Probably with just one emoji, because
Now,
I'm not prepared.
considering the fact that you don't listen to any music that's new,
Wow, that's so disrespectful.
was it?
So
I think
disrespectful.
that's just a
Yeah,
well-known
because
fact.
that's That's not true anymore. Actually, you know what? Never mind.
Okay.
I'm a wait. Okay? Mm-hmm. You just wait till later on.
Alrighty then. Okay, fine. You're going to have to do. It's not an actual emoji, but it's an emoticon. You're welcome.
Emoticon?
Come on.
Wait.
Those used to be hot back in the day. All right, this is easy.
What is back in the
day? If you know, then you know. If you don't, then you don't. All right, to explain to the people at home, it is a percent symbol and then another percent symbol right next.
Oh, you think I don't know?
Do you know?
Oh, you don't think I know what this is?
Do you
know? This is a pink
I'm asleep!
You think I don't know? You think I don't know? I know this.
Guys, Barry has actually been listening to music recently. I'm shaking.
I actually don't remember how that song goes because I listened to it once. But they looked really great in the video.
Yeah, they were really pretty. It was nice.
Okay, so since we want to talk about new music.
Okay.
I have an emoji for you.
Oh, mm-hmm, do you now? Mm-hmm.
I don't think this is going to make much sense.
Like most of your emojis, but that's okay.
You know what? Get out of here. It's you that has the riddles.
Okay. What is this?
Wait. Now, wait a minute. To explain, we have a woman emoji raising her hands over her head, and they're connected at the top, almost like she's creating an O. With her arms over her head. And then we have an emoji picture of stars in the night sky. All right? Take that as you as you think. Take that as you wish. Take it with a grain of salt. Okay? And what do you think? And here's the hint. It's a recent release. I don't even know if you know this group.
Okay, let's stop for a second. This is a group, you said.
Yes.
Is it a boy group or a girl group?
Boy group. How can I... Let me make it a little bit easier. So, the first emoji is more of... It's an incomplete motion, okay? So, I was thinking of actually... Like, you know, when people do the rainbow arc with their hands, you know, she's like in the motion of doing that. Okay. Does that make that a bit easier?
Number one, I've never seen anyone do that ever. So.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm not joking. So that doesn't help at all. I'm just going to start naming random boy groups.
Okay. You're probably not going to get it though.
You're saying it's not one I would know.
Not that much, no.
You're horrible. Oh my god.
Hey, it's a recent song.
Who's put out recent songs?
It's like really recent. Like,
bro.
Within the month. Like, I'm like on it.
Icon?
No. Icon put out a song.
Ha! Yeah, they did.
Oh, wait, yeah, they did. I actually didn't listen to it yet, though. Mm. I just...
Oh, you didn't listen to it yet?
I'm just not that into it.
Interesting. Okay, Astro?
Mm-hmm.
What? Okay.
It is.
Oh, dang, I don't listen to Astro.
Now, don't be cheating. Don't be cheating.
I don't listen to Astro. Okay. That's not even fair. I have no idea what music they've put out.
Listen, look at the emoji, all right?
Rainbow Galaxy?
No.
Colors?
It is not... Okay. Gosh, the description that I put, okay, do you give up?
No, it's Astro. I got the group right.
Yes, it's actually a really, really good song. I kind of want to play it now.
Arms to the sky, hands to the sky, touch the sky.
No,
touch the galaxy.
No.
Mm.
No, it has nothing to do with... No, it doesn't have galaxy or sky in it.
Okay, so atmosphere.
Not even close, dude. So you're going farther away.
Star?
No.
What does this have? What does the galaxy emoji have to do with anything then?
It's not the galaxy.
Milky Way? What is that? Sunset?
When do you see stars, okay?
At night?
Yes, night is in the title.
Good night, moonlight, moon night.
No,
got it. Hands up night, clap night.
Just give up.
Nighttime, rainbow night.
No, can you just give up?
No, I want to get it. Night.
You got 10 seconds. 10, 9, 8, don't be cheating. 6, all 5, night. 4. You cheater.
Whoa, that's a bold statement.
I know, because you cheated.
How could I cheat? How would you know?
Because I can feel it. You cheated.
Okay, I cheated.
All right. I know. All right, so since you cheated, I won. But let me...
Okay.
I feel like we should just go on to the articles right now. And, you know, my first article will be about Astro coming back with their beautiful song All Night. Mm. You know what? Let me grace you. Let's take a moment for you to watch the video so you can just see the greatness. Because, did I tell you that you're going to be standing Astro now?
Oh, no. You forgot to let me know.
Okay, so let me just help you on that.
Okay.
You're welcome, ma'am. You're absolute welcome. So, how do you feel about that song?
You know?
Tell me your emotions.
The first time the chorus played, I didn't really like it.
Mm-hmm.
But then it played again.
Mm-hmm.
And it started to get more catchy.
Mm-hmm.
And by the end, mm-hmm. I see the hype. They're talented.
Absolutely.
And they're fine.
Unbelievably.
I'm intrigued right now.
Let's have a moment of silence for my soul, because I can't deal with Astro at the moment.
Mm.
Here's the thing. I went into Astro only really just liking Chanu, the one that you first said was like really gorgeous, because I just saw him on Hello Counselor, which is a reality show. Then I saw Moobin, the one that looks like a fairy with the pink hair, and I was like, okay, so there's potentially a bias wrecker. And then I saw a live performance that just shook me to my bone,
mm-hmm.
because Chanu was missing, who was supposed to be my bias, but then I found myself getting a new bias, which is Sana, and he was the one with the, like, he had the tinted blue hair or lavender hair.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, that is so much. And then I think Crazy Sexy Cool came out, and then Jinjin and Rocky. Jinjin's the one with the peach hair that you seem to have fallen in love, and then Rocky's the one with the black hair. And I'm like, you know, they just kept attacking me, and I was like, I don't know what to do. And unfortunately now, MJ, in this comeback, he has made an appearance, because I swear to God, in all the other comebacks, they did not give him enough lines, they didn't give him enough camera time. He was just like almost a hidden member, but then all of a sudden now they just let him shine, and I just realized how fine he is and how great his voice is, and now I'm just stuck
right
in the Astro fear. Okay. No crickets. Okay.
Astro fear. I don't get it.
The air that we breathe.
Atmosphere?
Yes.
That was a trash joke. What? They don't even sound alike.
Atmosphere? Astrophere?
No.
Spear?
No. I'm not going to let you pass on that one. That wasn't good.
Mm-mm. Okay. Well, back to the drawing board.
Okay.
But anyway.
Mm.
Astro is a problem now. They really are a problem for me. And I hope they become a problem for you too.
Oh, wow.
That is all I hope.
I love that you wish that suffering on me.
For anyone that's listening, I hope they become a problem for you because they deserve that. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know, you may not be deserving of it, but all of us get to be greedy and enjoy and indulge in the problem that is Astro. Mm. Okay? Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Anything else to add? I don't...
I mean, I think you summed it up. Nicely done.
Beautiful. Beautiful. We can move on.
Can we?
To your article. I mean, they shall forever be in my heart. And as we're speaking, their song is going to be playing in the back of my head. But yeah, we can move on. I see
that. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and get started. As you all know, NCT chokes me on the regular. And... Their newest, I don't know, can we call it a subunit? I guess it's a subunit.
Yeah.
Wavy, it's the Chinese version of NCT, but like in Chinese. Like
see.
What? Were you calling me?
No, I meant C in like in Spanish.
Oh, I thought you were saying C as in you stop talking. And I was like, oh, okay. So I stopped talking.
I'm sorry. I'm realizing it now.
Okay. So they dropped their debut. Basically, it was just regular, but in Chinese. Here's what I'll say. I'll start with my problem.
Okay.
My problem is... I do not need regular in three different languages. Like, I don't.
Oh, yeah, they have an English version.
Exactly. I don't need to hear
that's
it.
That's a lot.
In three separate languages. It's the same beat. It's, like, it's the same thing happening. So, that's unnecessary, number one. Number two, another problem I have is, Winwin still has no lines.
Wait. I really wish I could play back.
Winwin finally is going to be able to, I don't know, open his mouth at some point. Otherwise, I will form a protest. I don't know. I have hope for my boy Winwin. He's going
to
sing.
But remember you said they were going to do Winwin dirty. But I told you there's still enough members where they can.
Just cut him out of the song. And what's crazy
why
is.
Why do you keep doing him so dirty?
I think. No, this is accurate. Winwin is the only person that was in the other versions of regular. And still, after three versions, he's been in three versions of one song. You could not find anywhere else to cut him in. It's on purpose. It's gotta be.
I can't breathe.
He has sung the song in three different languages.
I know, because I watched.
And he, why is he still in the back?
It's the same line, son. It's the same line. They didn't even give him a new.
All he has is bust it for a real one. And that's where it cuts out. I'm disappointed.
Yo, why did they recruit him?
I don't know.
That's what I want to know.
I don't know.
Maybe they recruited him just on his visuals. And maybe he can't actually sing. I mean, even if he can't sing, he should be able to, like, fake rap.
I know. I think he can sing. I don't think that's the problem.
Enough people in SM can fake rap, so there should be no reason why he don't get, like, at least one verse or one section to rap.
I can't. So that was my problem.
How do I feel about it?
Now, we get into my lack of problem.
Your lack of.
We get into what I enjoyed. As far as everyone else,
mm-hmm.
10. You know,
don't even talk about it.
It gets to a point where he's almost too much. Like it's almost like I wish you almost, didn't have to do this.
Almost.
And then I was so surprised. The new people, they're actually iconic. Mm. They're actually doing the thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They're keeping up.
They are. And I'm so surprised. And oh my gosh. And then, okay, I needed to bring this up. This fine man who has been recently introduced to NCT Zhaozhun. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Do you know what he looks like?
You okay? Who he look like?
Not who, but what, sis. And I don't even know what. He gives me a headache. I want you to see this. Hold on.
Are you sending a picture?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. His eyebrows?
Don't they all have like thick ass eyebrows? Especially Lucas.
Lucas, okay.
When I see Lucas, I just get upset. I honestly
Why? Don't.
I don't know why. Maybe he's too fine. Maybe he's too proud that he's fine.
Lucas is
Maybe
cocky.
He's too in the center.
That's the problem. I mean, as far as Lucas goes, love him, live for him. I'm still mad that they cut all his hair off.
Did they? He had long hair before.
Yeah, and now, I mean, he's still fine. He still has a nice face. It's just, it doesn't do the same thing for me anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't. Okay, so in his bio, it says that Lucas is the center. He's the main rapper and vocalist. Mm. I think I'm just too much of a 10 stan that I'm just, like, upset that he's the center and that 10's not. Honest to God, that's the only problem I have with him.
Lucas is the center?
He's fine. Yeah.
Hmm. I didn't know that. All right. Anything else to add?
I like the song. It's not a bad song. I like the video. I like that it's different than the other regular video. I'm glad that they didn't just, like, do the same exact concept. And yeah, that's it. They didn't come out with an album, right?
No.
I think that's the disappointing thing.
Yeah, it kind of makes me wonder if they're gonna have their own music or if they're just gonna remake every song 127 does in Chinese.
Yeah, that's what I wonder too. I hope not, because that's whack. Because really, if they're trying to go for the Chinese market, regardless, Chinese K-pop fans are going to have listened to the Korean version first already.
Right.
So, I don't see them having that much profit or effect with just a repeat. But I wish them the best. I'd love to see more 10. I'm happy for that. Please save. Hashtag save win-win.
Yes!
What win-win-win? Wow, that was real extra. But hashtag let win-win-win 2019.
Oh my god, I love that.
Yeah, so let's move on. Mm. That's the hashtag for the year. And what do we have now?
All right, guys. So, it's been a minute since we've done the underrated corner, but I'm going to do it this week. Why? Because I said I was going to do it last week, so I guess I'm going to do it now. So.
Yes. Even though you guys didn't hear that.
All right. So, the group we are going to be talking about today is. Now, okay, here's my biggest problem. Although I've been following this group for a minute, I still have no idea how to pronounce the name. So, I'm going to send it to you. You tell me what you think. I'll tell you how I've been saying it.
Okay. So, the group is spelled A-T-E-E-Z. A tease.
Hmm.
Okay? How have you been pronouncing it?
I've been saying it at ease.
Wait, what?
Hmm.
At ease?
Girl, at ease.
You're real extra.
At ease. But some people say it like 80.
What? Okay. That's
exactly.
All right. So let me look at the Korean spelling. Because with the Korean spelling, it tells you the pronunciation. A-T-Z. So it's A-T-Z.
A-T-Z.
So it's A-T-Z. All right.
So for the time being.
At ease was really, really.
What am I going to call him for the
time? Ease was very original.
At ease. That's what I'm going to call him for the time being. If it's wrong.
No.
Which I think it is.
A-T-Z.
I can't. What is it? Say it.
A tease. That's a tease. It. A tease.
A tease.
A
All right.
tease.
I would like a to know tease. The origin or behind that name.
Or it's not a tease. It's a tease.
A tease. Oh my gosh. This is so extra. Okay. A tease is the name of this group. Pretty sure they debuted in 2018. But I could be making that up.
Girl. Do you not have their profile out?
I'm looking at it, but it doesn't say when they debuted.
It should.
It should. 2018.
October 24, 2018.
Stop being extra.
What do you mean?
Okay, so their debut song was Pirate King. Have you heard that?
Nope.
All right, so we'll listen to that later on. But to begin with, we're going to do the member profiles. So, why are you laughing? So,
continue.
The photos that I'm going to use are the photos for their comeback, which is supposed to happen at some point this month. But I don't know at what point. So, this is the first member. Kim. I cannot pronounce anything. I'll send it to you. I don't want to say it wrong, and then I'll sound illiterate. People will get on me. Okay, great.
Is that a mullet, sir?
That was my first problem. But I let it slide.
Kim Hong Jun. Jung.
I support that. Okay. So, he is, his positions are leader, rapper, and composer. His birthday is November 7th, 1998. So, you can do the math on that, I guess.
You got some thick-ass lips.
21.
I approve.
Or about to be 21. No, he's 20. Okay. Zodiac sign, he's a Scorpio.
Okay.
His blood type is B. And fun fact, he has tiny hands, and he loves the Minions. There's that.
Wait, what?
He loves the Minions.
Who said he has tiny hands? Why is that in his facts?
It's a fun fact.
Is it? Is it a fun fact?
For who? I think that's fun to know.
Not really.
No? Okay, well, I thought it was fun.
This seems like a minus.
Give him a chance. He's the leader, so.
I'm trying. He doesn't look like his hands are that small. They're kind of veiny. That's a plus.
Okay, so, next person.
That's it?
Yeah, that's
it. He ain't got nothing else?
No, they gave him two facts.
Wow, son. Next.
Park Songhwa.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So, he's a vocalist. His birthday is April 3rd, 1998, so he's 21 as well. Or 20. He's 20. Zodiac sign, he's an Aries. Blood type.
Okay.
O. His height, 178 centimeters. So.
5'10".
How did you do that?
Because I'm looking at his profile.
Oh, okay. I thought you did the math in your
head. I don't know how to do it. No, I don't know how to do conversions. Not whatsoever.
Some fun.
Don't say anything in Celsius. I will look at you crazy.
Celsius. Fun facts. He is the oldest member.
Is he?
I guess.
He's still kind of young.
Well, everyone else must be really young then, if that's the case. Because he's only 20. He takes long showers. He's right-handed. He's always cleaning the dorm.
Is everyone else left-handed? Why is that a fact?
I don't know. Maybe he makes a big deal out of it. Every time someone says something about the left side, he's like, I'm right-handed, so.
I'm looking at the other members' profiles. They, almost all of them, I think all of them are right-handed too. What is this? Why would you add? Who is writing these profiles?
It's on the AT's amino. So, you know they would know best.
No.
These are their people. Oh, his nickname is Mars. Like the planet. So.
Why?
I don't know! I don't know.
Oh, no. Okay. So, it makes sense. So, his nickname is Mars, which in Korean is Hwasung. Which is just the opposite of his actual name. Because his name is Sunghwa. So reverse is Hwasong, which means Mars.
Okay, well, excuse me that I couldn't dig that deep into it. And I don't speak Korean.
No, I'm just looking. Whatever profile you're looking at is really incomplete. Because the one I'm looking at gives the explanation for the name.
Okay! Well, AT is Amino.
That's what I'm saying. Better.
The fans set this up. I don't know.
Because it's a complete mess, son.
They call Sunghwa the mom of the group. He auditioned for MX9. I don't know what that is.
Oh, Mix 9.
Okay, excuse me. My bad.
No. No, they didn't. They misspelled it. It's actually Mix 9, not MX9.
Oh, okay. What is that?
It's the competition show that YG had where they were trying to make a group.
Interesting. Okay. And his favorite snack is jalapeno flavored potato chips.
Ooh. So
his breath must be right.
That actually sounds really good. Oh, please.
That's what that means. Anyone who eats those. Ooh.
Really?
Yep.
No, ma'am. I actually eat jalapenos. Like, I put it in my salads. I sometimes put it in my sandwiches. It's really yummy. Can you not take the spice?
You know, I don't really want to talk about your sandwich preferences because we all know they're all over the place. So.
What do you mean they're all over the place? My sandwiches are amazing.
You toast the bread. That's the first problem. Okay.
Which is great. If you don't toast your bread, then you're missing out on greatness.
No one toasts the bread except for you. Congratulations.
Everyone toasts their bread. You just don't have the greatness of that flavor.
Oh, excuse me.
It changes the whole bread.
Obviously, because it's burnt now.
Does he have a whole cat on his neck? Wait.
Did you say... Stop. Okay.
It really does look like my cat, son.
His name... I'm gonna have a problem. His name is... Jung Yoon-ho. He is the main dancer.
Yeah, you got it.
Thank you. Vocalist. And his birthday is March 23rd, 1999. So he's 19? Zodiac sign, he's an Aries as well. He's 6 foot. Love a tall man.
Ooh.
Blood type A.
Oh, I like that too.
Okay. Fun facts.
You don't know. Sometimes you need a blood donor.
Your blood type is A?
Yeah, I think I'm an A minus.
A negative?
Yes. It's the same thing, man.
Okay. So, fun facts. He was born at 10:32 p.m.
Oh, okay. So then I can look into his zodiac sign and, you know, get his whole natal chart.
Right. Because that's something you would want in your life.
A lot of people do. It seems so, because that's why it's a fact, I guess.
He's not a fan of reading.
You know, you just lost some points, dude.
He is also right-handed.
I think every single person is right-handed.
Someone's going to be left-handed, and then you're not going to have anything to say about it.
No, I looked through all of them. They're all right-handed.
Okay. Well, that's besides the point. Oh, he wants to visit the zoo.
He wants to? Oh, I thought it said he already visited the zoo, but I guess not. His aspirations are kind of low.
Well, I mean... Get off him! Oh my gosh.
Okay, next.
Okay, this person... This is the person... That when I saw him, I thought, wow.
Demon, right?
Just wow. Just in general. Okay, his name? I'm not gonna try that. Go ahead.
Kang Yo-sung.
Ooh, okay. For starters, he has a really nice face. That's number one. Number two, he's the lead dancer, vocalist, and visual. I mean, clearly. Birthday, June 15th, 1999. So, 19.
And also a Gemini.
Hmm.
Questionable.
But
let's see if he can make up for it.
Oh, he's 5'8". I didn't realize he was that short. He's 5'8".
He's not even that short. Like, how tall are you? How tall are you?
Me? I'm 5'6".
Oh, never mind. He is short for you. I'm how tall are you? 5'3". So everybody's.
Oh,
I'm 5'3" on a good day.
That's so cute. 5'3".
Yeah, so everybody's tall for me.
Oh, another A blood type.
Okay.
Plus A minus. We
blood
don't know
donations, yet. I like.
He also auditioned for Mix 9, but he didn't pass either.
Damn, is nobody? Did no one pass?
Oh, he's a former Big Hit trainee.
I don't think that woos us.
He's right-handed.
So is everybody else.
Okay, you know what? His favorite snack is a home run ball.
Wait, what? Wait, what?
I don't know what that is. I'm finna Google it.
Interesting.
Oh, okay. They look like... I don't know how to explain it. They look like small, like, bread, but, like, there's chocolate inside of it. It looks kind of bougie.
Interesting.
So that's that.
What is happening? Like... I'm realizing there's no order whatsoever with this.
With what? The show? Or this thing?
Yeah, this corner. Are you trying to sell me him or are you just telling me facts?
Oh, did you want to be sold?
No.
Because I'm the pessimist, no. So how would I do that?
Because they already lost.
Well, just cut this out.
Anyway,
I don't know what you want me to do.
There's nothing to do. He has a birthmark on his left eye. Huh. I wish we could see it. Is it?
Well, his eyes are open, so obviously you can't.
It could be on his eyelid. You know, I see a lot of his eyelid right now. But it's probably the makeup or, you know, Photoshop that's not letting us see.
Oh. They covered it with makeup.
What is with all the... Did you Google it?
Yeah. It's actually adorable. He's adorable. I love him. Okay, hold on.
And this is the same guy with the cat on his neck?
No.
Aw.
I know!
It's adorable. It kind of looks like he got beat up too, though.
Very!
Maybe that's the adorable... What? What? I'm not saying it looks bad. I'm saying, let me finish what I was going to say. It kind of looks like he got beat up. So maybe that's why he also looks adorable. Like, he looks like a child that you want to take care of.
Okay.
I don't think I made myself sound better by saying
that. No, not particularly. But let's go ahead.
But he's adorable.
Indeed. I agree.
Let's finish this up. I'm probably not gonna keep any of this in.
Bro, then I'm not doing this no more.
I'm talking about me, what I'm saying. Relax.
No, leave that in. I want people to know that you're, like,
wow.
Crazy and sick.
Wow.
Yep. Next person.
Can we move on?
Do I want to try this? Choi-san, lead vocalist. Dancer, July 10th, 1999. He's a Cancer, so he's emotional.
Whoop, whoop.
You're a
what
Cancer.
What do you mean emotional? Yeah, I am.
Ew.
Look at you. Look at you. You not knowing people's worth.
Ew.
Shame on you.
He's 5'8 as well. And his blood type is B. So no blood transfusions for you.
Ooh.
He's fluent in English.
That's what I said, the ooh. Because I read it before you said it.
His favorite food is meat. But also chocolate.
Not the great combination.
Oh, you should be interested in this. Fans are saying he looks like NCT's 10.
You see, I read that and I looked at him and I don't agree, but...
Well, of course you don't.
Maybe it's just the picture that I see now. Maybe he'll look like him in a different picture.
Oh, he's right-handed. But he also knows Japanese.
Did you hear my sigh?
I heard it, but I chose to ignore it.
Well, I wanted you to acknowledge it because Being right-handed doesn't mean anything if everybody else is right-handed, okay? You're not special.
No, that means when you shake hands, it's direct.
Oh, he doesn't. I don't see the 10. I guess I could see the eyes, but that could just be his makeup.
I think you don't see it because you're a 10 supremacist. So I think you wouldn't be able to see it regardless.
I am. That is the perfect explanation. Like, 10 over everything.
Wow. Oh, there's so many more people. Oh my gosh. Okay.
Oh, with a certain hairstyle, he does kind of look like 10, but just not enough. Okay, moving on.
Next person.
How many have we gone through? Is it not done yet?
We went through 1, 2, we've been through 4. No, 5.
How many left? Are you sure? Did you count?
I am counting.
Oh, man. Can we take a water break?
God. 3 more.
Man, how many members?
8
members do they have? God damn, why?
What do you mean? There's not that many.
What do you mean there's not that many? There is so many.
NTT has a whole 21 member count, and we're talking about a lot of members.
And you will never catch me trying to talk about all 20 something. That is torture.
Oh, one day we will. Mark my
words. I do not subscribe.
One day.
Oh, absolutely not.
We will. Every single member of NTT. You're welcome. Moving
NTT,
on.
NTT. You.
No, NTT 2018.
You.
No, 2019. Okay, go ahead and pronounce his name.
Song Mingi.
All right, position, main rap. He's also the lead dancer. His birthday is August 9th, 1999. So another person that's 19. Zodiac sign, he's a Leo. Now, we should do an episode on zodiac signs. Leos!
Ooh, we should! That is such a good idea!
I know, because
talk
I can't.
Talk about our favorite signs. Okay, relax.
I come up with the best ideas. Write that down! His height, he's 6 foot. He's B blood type.
We like a tall bae.
I can't breathe, please. Okay. His role models are Rain and Jay Park. So, you know. No, I don't know how to package that. He was a contestant on Mix 9 as well.
Did he actually make it this time?
Yeah, he ranked 23 on the Mix 9 Just Dance Showcase and later ranked 62.
Ooh. I mean, congratulations on getting on the show. That's something.
His favorite food is chicken. His special talent is sleeping.
So is mine.
He likes nacho chips.
Wait, nacho chips?
Yeah, chips, nacho chips.
Like nacho flavored chips or?
I think as in tortilla chips, but I don't know.
Wait, what? Or maybe it's chips that are nacho flavored.
Doritos?
Is it nacho flavored?
Yeah.
Oh, snap.
Anyway. What else? Oh, he likes going to the sauna and hot springs, so he's bougie. I feel like you guys would work well together.
That sounds great.
Oh, he's scared of bugs, and guess what? He is also right-handed. You're welcome.
I don't know if the scared of bugs is gonna work out, because I don't like bugs either. So then we'll both be terrified, and then the cockroach would just be, yeah, that won't work.
You're afraid of bugs.
Yeah, I don't like bugs whatsoever.
Rough. Next person. Jung Woo-young. Interesting. Position. Main dancer. Vocalist. Also another visual on our hands. Birthday, November 26th, 1999. He is a Sagittarius. He's 5'8". His role models are Jimin from BTS. And Gihwong from Highlight. So,
okay.
That's fun. He can touch his nose with his tongue.
Ooh.
So, already talented, apparently.
Is it?
I think so.
Some people may consider that talent.
You sound like
a hater. It's kind of scary.
Neither here nor there. He ranked 57 on the Mix 9 Just Dance Showcase, later ranked 72. He is friends with he is friends with Changbin of Stray Kids, who is fine, by the way, but that's neither here nor there.
I don't know who that is. I barely know who the Stray Kids are.
Oh, you don't keep up with Stray Kids?
No, all I know is their name, pretty much.
That's fabulous. The next group we'll talk about, guys, Stray Kids.
Oh, Lord.
I don't care if you don't want to get into it, because you're going to get into it, whether you like it or not. Congratulations.
Did they have a song named Roller Coaster, or did I make that up?
Stray Kids?
Yeah.
Let's find out! If they do, I've never heard it. I don't think
then
so.
Then probably not.
I think you made that up.
Then I'm
yeah, that's not a song.
Yeah. I think I'm thinking of Chungha.
How does... Okay.
Next. I don't know. That's the song I know.
Okay, next member. Can I pronounce this? No. Go ahead.
Jungho.
Okay, Jungho. Main vocalist. He's also the Maknae. He was born October 12th, 2000. So...
That is a lot.
He's still 19. I mean, no, he's 18. He's a Libra, and he's 5'9", and his blood type is O.
All right. Blood transfusions, yes. Check.
What else about him? He's left-handed! Fight me.
Honestly, it's anticlimactic. He should have came up, like, third.
Okay, you know what? I just want to finish this, because I don't want to talk to you anymore. He was ranked number 27 on Mix 9, Just Dance, and he later ranked 43. His favorite food, steak, chicken.
He ranked the highest. Congratulations.
And ramen. No, I don't want to talk, because you don't care about the fact that he's left-handed. His favorite singer is Bruno Mars. He likes working out and playing football. He can break fruits in half with his bare hands. The end.
Ooh. Bang the Maknae. What is up with these giant and aggressive Maknaes? It's a problem.
All right. So, who are you thinking about? Who is potential bias material, et cetera, et cetera?
Temporary bias?
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, no one's really sparked anything for me. Maybe it's because I was too critical of them.
You just defeated the purpose of this entire segment. You know what? Sari, you better pick some. Or else, I want a huge problem.
Can I get a stage of them so I can see who's good? No?
You're gonna have to do that.
Which stage should I get? Should I get a recent song?
Do their debut song.
No, let's go with Say My Name.
Fine!
Alright, right now I think it's between San or San. Oh, San is a Cancer. And Mingi. Okay, so here's my logic. San, when I saw him in the video, he could sing, you know, and then he started dancing, and then the way he moved was like, whoo! And not to mention, he's fine. And you know, like, fine in person, or like, in movement, and not just in pictures. Fine. And then there was Mingi was just fine, just standing there. Like, I really wasn't even paying attention to his talent, even though he has a very deep voice, which I really like. And he tall. He real tall. Ooh. He said his personality is almost identical to his father. What an odd thing to say.
That's hilarious. Love that.
Okay, so I think my temporary bias shall be San, because, you know, he can sing, and then he can dance, he can move. Oh, wait, is he the one that's a, you see, even the fake 10 I gravitate towards, like, I didn't even remember that, but then somehow I just gravitated towards 10, even if it's a fake one. How about you? Who's your bias? Would you upset?
I just, there's no variety with you. Everything.
What do you mean?
Everything reverts back to 10. And it's almost like.
Listen,
It's almost.
I didn't even do it on purpose. That's the thing, though. Listen, it's a gravitational pull. That energy, that synergy is just so. Actually, let me double check how old 10 is, because I have a feeling. I have an inkling that is not meant to be. Oh, yeah, I forgot. 10 and I are the same age. You see, it is meant to be. Okay. Whew. Crisis averted. Yeah. You know, it wasn't even on purpose. It was just the synergy, the gravitational pull, you know, just brought me back to him, even if it's a fake 10. And it's not even like he reminds me of 10. It was just like he was just good on his own, but he just happens to look like 10 by other people's opinions. Not my opinion, because I don't think he looks like 10. But it just so happened. Anyway, who is your bias?
Yeosung, but...
Wait, who's that again?
Oh my gosh. He's a Gemini. You know I don't trust Geminis, but...
Yeah, you don't trust Geminis, but...
What a talent. He's so talented. And look at his face. I mean, it's not my fault.
You said such a talent. Look at his face. That's his talent, his face.
But also...
I don't actually remember him from the video.
You know what? That's because you were too focused on 10's lookalike that you couldn't see anyone else.
No, I was looking at two people, okay? I was trying to look at all of them.
Whatever.
I did not.
I'm done with the show.
Wait, did he not have any lines?
No, he had lines. It wasn't a lot, but he had lines.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I kind of watched him the whole time.
But I don't remember him. Did he have the black furry... Oh, he had the black furry coat on, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I know who he is. Yeah, so... And that's it? Just his face? All of his face is what's attracted you?
No, I told you. He was talented. But I am a sucker. Once again, I told you, hot people can get away with anything in my book. So, for all we know, he could be a con artist. But his face... He's not going to jail for me. He's probably done something like horrible, but
wow, already thinking the worst of him.
Most attractive people have done something like horrid in their lifetime, but like because they're attractive, they get away with it.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
I don't think I've done something horrid.
Who told you you were attractive? I cannot breathe.
I know I am.
I can't. As attractive as you may be, you are horrid. Like, as a person. What? So I guess it makes sense.
Wow.
It's not your fault. That's just how it is for you.
That's how the world works. Karma.
Yep. You are a horrible person, so it makes sense.
Anyway, how are we gonna end this?
Oh yeah, this is all over the place. We need to end this.
Say some last words about Atiz.
Okay, so guys,
try and persuade people.
I'm horrible at persuasion. Here it is. Here's what I'm gonna say. I think you guys should stan ATs, and I'll tell you why. They're talented, they're handsome, they're probably criminals, but I think that just makes them unique. And I think that is what we should stan. We should stan men who commit crimes but still have talent to back it up. And I don't know about you guys, but those are the kind of people that I want to support. So with that being said,
stop.
If you don't want to stand
Young ATs, alone or Taeyang,
don't want to stand them.
Leave Taeyang alone.
I will find you, and I will slice you into small pieces. The end. Was that persuasive?
To someone. Somewhere is persuaded. Mm-hmm. Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of K-Pop K-Street.
Stop!
Oh my gosh. Tell us what you think. Tell us. We're going to do an episode about zodiac signs someday, sometime. So tell us about your favorite Io and their zodiac sign and whether or not they actually are like their zodiac sign. Okay, so you can send those submits, any comments, any complaints, any police reports to our email, which is kpopkstreet@gmail.com. We also have a Twitter that we sporadically use at kpopkstreet. And yeah, thank you so much for being with us. I'm Fairy.
And I'm C.
And this has been K-Pop K-Street. Ba-da-ba!
Ba-da-ba! Hello? Bro, I love when Fairy goes on mute as if I'm not having a whole conversation with her. Like, that's really the highlight of my life. So I'm gonna move on without her because she's lame and I don't really...
I'm here. I'm just using the bathroom unless you would like to hear me use the bathroom. Is that what you want?
Why are you using the bathroom?
Excuse me if my bladder has to go.
You should pee before the show.
Yeah, I'm an old lady. Bladder doesn't work like that.
Okay, whatever. Who's the leader?
I don't know. It should be 10.
I don't think it's 10.
I don't know why they won't let my baby shine. Imagine if it's win-win.
That's not funny. I don't know why I laughed at that. That's
it was like, we're not going to give you no lines, but we're going to give you all the responsibility. Is it Lucas? I hope it's not.
Why do you hope it's not Lucas?
Just keep going. Except for Tiny Hands, they don't say whether or not he's right-handed or not.
Well, in the other one, I told you he was right-handed.
No, Tiny Hands.
Don't call him that.
Why not? That's one of his fun facts.
Oh my god.
It's cute, you know? Little jelly beans for fingers.
I'm in.
In what?
Oh, I was trying to log into my account so I could turn in my English paper. Sorry. No.
You stay doing homework in the middle of these things. You don't do your homework beforehand?
No. I'm a busy person.
Really?
Yeah.
It just means you like to do things last minute.
Okay, enough about me. I think we're done.
It's time to go.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm over it.